Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Afternoon. Okay, let's start the weekend.
Possibly the worst one you've ever done.
That was terrible.
What's wrong with you?
I don't think I can do it anymore.
Have you lost it?
I thought I'd be able to do this forever.
It's a sad day.
What the hell was that? I can't... I can't go high. I can't do it. Normally I can go... for ages, but that was awful.
Do you want me to kick you between the legs and see if that helped?
It's the end of an era, this is.
That's a no, then.
I think it might be all over.
It happens to all the performers, though, doesn't it?
You were going to say all the greats, then, weren't you?
All the greats. Like, you know, you've got one of the best, like, soul voices of all time, sold millions of albums, and then, you know, you wake up one morning and you just can't do it anymore, and you end up on Hell's Kitchen.
Wife swap.
Or wife swap. Or celeb air.
Celebrity scissor hands.
Yeah. Done that.
Oh, yeah. You're going the other way.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't need text saying it was rubbish. I'm aware of that already. I mean, you don't need to text
don't
in
rub
saying.
It in.
Yeah, don't rub it in. It's fine.
It's feeling bad as it is.
It's time to say goodbye to It's Only Bloody Friday. End of an era, says Simon in Borough. Your voice is broken. You've become a man. Congratulations. From Mark in Kent. I've just got no anymore. It's gone. That was shocking. I know, Claire in Belfast. I'm aware. But someone's trying to make me feel better. Someone said, don't worry, sometimes less is more. Plus, you'll have a great time on Celeb Air. Thanks.
Is it your nodules?
Well, there is a speech therapist called Sarah who's just texted in. I tried to call her, but she didn't answer the phone.
Right.
And her text just said, well, I told you so, didn't I? I told you this would happen.
When did she tell you that?
I don't remember. Probably about 3 years ago when we started shouting every Friday. Okay. But anyway, that could be it. I think that might be the last Only Bloody Friday ever because I can't do it anymore. What's happening on Becky Cam in happier news?
I think Jemai is on there at the moment.
Oh, Jemai from upstairs. Yeah, cleavage hoy. bbc.co.uk/radio1. So many people are not doing any work this afternoon. In fact, they haven't really been doing it all week because of Becky Cam. It's just a webcam that's on our office desk upstairs and people are just watching it on big screens, in their offices, everywhere.
We had our show meeting on there earlier, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We were all sat particularly close to each other, which we don't normally do.
It felt very uncomfortable. Also, Dieter Von
Teese. Do we have a show meeting?
Right?
Yeah. No, and all the emails just kept flooding in. Where's Chappers? Why isn't Chappers at this meeting? Does Chappers ever come to these meetings?
Yeah.
I'm never told about them.
No. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
And we had some superstars on the Becky Cam earlier. James Morrison was on when he was doing the live lounge.
Mm-hmm.
He got into it a bit too much. The wigs were on, the sunglasses, the hats. And also, Dieter Von Teese was on earlier.
Was she?
Yeah.
What, real, doing actual Dieter Von Teese?
Yeah, her.
So you should come in and work a full day.
Doing a burlesque show, which the boys liked a lot. That'll be on the Becky Cam highlights later.
Is that on the highlights now?
You can go and see on Ready One Online.
Oh, right,
I think
okay.
There will be a bit later on, I think. Can I just ask, right, this burlesque thing,
yeah.
What's the difference between being, you know, her, burlesque dancer, or whatever she is, performer, and a stripper?
Isn't it
What's
just,
the difference?
Isn't it just a posh...
stripper.
isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Why are you pulling such ridiculous faces, Becky?
What's the difference between a burlesque performer and a stripper? Is there any difference?
I'm sure. Do burlesque keep their pants on?
I don't know. Hopefully some strippers will now text in to 81199 and tell us what the difference is.
Or burlesque dancers.
Or burlesque
dancers.
Maybe
we could then get them in and compare the two.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. Dieter Von Teys was on Becky Cam earlier on the webcam upstairs. She didn't actually do a burlesque routine, even though our boss Rob really did try his hardest to persuade her to.
Did he? There's a surprise.
He did. He's like, go on, love. Go on, just one of them. Go on. Just one.
Just one of what? Mm-hmm. Oh, the routines.
Go on. Just go on, just one. Just a nip. But no, she.
Just one? That doesn't happen on my cam.
I think she told him that he couldn't afford it or something. So, if you don't know who Dieter Von Teys is, by the way, she is a very famous kind of burlesque dancer, lots of feathers, tassels, etc. I used to go out with Marilyn Manson.
Married to Marilyn Manson, wasn't she?
So, I imagine she's probably quite, you know, open-minded.
Someone Why are said, you imagining that?
I don't know, just am. But she wasn't having any of it. But you can see it on Becky Cam highlights a bit later on, about half an hour's time. Someone says the difference between Dieter Von Teys and a stripper is about $5,000.
Oh, really?
Well, burlesque's a bit classier, apparently. It's all about the tees, all the feathers, tassels, etc. Whereas a stripper's kind of like, put your money in a pot and off you go.
Oh. Apparently she was very nice.
Was she?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I would like to have met her.
I haven't heard anything say. What was she here for? Do we know?
Just dropping by on Becky Cam.
Or did our boss Rob just try and get her in just to see if she would strip on do a routine on the webcam?
Becky witnessed a burlesque show just the other week.
Mm. I went to a hen night and that was a burlesque show. We had dinner and it is a bit weird having dinner and someone taking their clothes off and like waving boas and stuff around it.
So they do take their clothes off.
Yeah, they do. Oh yeah, but you get the
but in a classier way
and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, and they dance and get you up on stage and make you do the whole feather thing.
Did you have to do?
So
that?
You did a burlesque routine.
You had tassels on.
Whilst having your tea.
I was eating my vegetable, whatever it was.
Right.
Gold. I can't really see you as a burlesque performer, to be
no,
fair.
No, I wasn't doing it. Oh. Someone else got dragged up. Always sit at the back of those sort of things. That's my advice.
It's like comedy nights.
Yeah, don't ever
don't sit at the front. Don't
and sit don't
at the front.
Ever look them in the eye, because if you look them in the eye... And certainly don't talk, because I was talking to this girl halfway through, and she got told off and then dragged up there. Oh. It was all my fault.
Yeah.
When James King, I'll Know What's Caring, had that woman putting him off, was she a burlesque dancer?
No.
She was a stripper.
I would say she was a stripper, yeah.
You know an awful lot about this industry. Yep. You're really surprising me, both of you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
My mum's in town today. Just met her for a bit of a cup of tea earlier. And she was like, was I watching the right episode of The Bill last night? I was like, yeah, why? She was like, well, I didn't see you. Well, I was clearly walking past.
So she missed you?
She says, oh, I couldn't see you at all.
Oh,
no, I was on
yes.
it.
Yes.
It was the one last night.
I sat there with my boyfriend watching it on telly and I went right up close to the telly pointing at it going, there he is, there he is. And he went, was that it? I was allowed to say yes. I made him sit through 53 minutes or whatever it was you were...
But I did get to say...
Seven.
Which is my favourite word. And number...
Seven.
So, sorry if you were a bit disappointed watching The Bill last night. My mum clearly was. But, you know, got to start somewhere.
You have?
And people are going, well, why did you do it if you were only in it for that long? Well, look, I've been in Casualty, I've been on Hollyoaks, that's what they all do. The Bill is always next. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Natural progression.
You had that other offer in today. Have you seen that email?
What's that?
Oh, I don't know if I should talk to you about this off air first.
No, right. Do it on there.
What is it?
It's a really good one.
Right. Another acting role?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
No auditions,
seriously,
nothing.
I'm going to leave all you lot behind soon.
This is a Channel 5 one.
Right.
For the new series of Minder, they want you to be a guest at a wedding. It's got Shane Ritchie in it and everything.
Minder?
Yeah.
on Channel 5.
The offers are what's flooding
So what's the role? Is he one of the two main characters? Is he the old bloke who needs protecting? Is that what they're asking him to audition for?
Am I the one running the pub?
I don't even know what it is. Is it good or not?
I don't know. Is it new?
I don't know, it's got Shane Ritchie in it.
Right,
just
okay.
Mine just came in saying mine.
What, so they want me to be an extra at a wedding?
Yeah.
No. I've had speaking... Hello, I've had speaking parts.
Seven.
But you might get the chance to ad-lib.
You could just interrupt when they say, does anyone here know why these two should not get married? You could just pipe up, Seven.
Can you email back saying if it's not one of the main roles, I'm not interested.
Does it say who else is in it? Does it only say Shane Ritchie? Because Gary Webster, who used to be in Minder... No, hang on, there's a...
I don't even know this show.
No, right, Gary Webster, who used to be in Minder, you nearly had a fight with, didn't you?
Yeah.
What? How did that happen? I can't remember how that happened.
I can't remember either. It was a couple of years ago, at a pub right near Radio 1, and we were all having a drink one evening after the show, and he just came and started giving us beef.
What, for no reason?
What sort of beef?
Just like, saying about how we worked at...
Oh, not actual beef?
No, not...
he wasn't a waiter.
Not a joint of beef.
Was it a gastropub you were in?
I'd love it if you were beef.
I've been egged. I've had a drive-by egging.
Beef, then?
Why not a drive-by beefing? He just chucked a joint at me and ran off.
Hey?
Of beef. I don't know. I actually can't remember why. Anyway, say no unless it's a mate, unless it's one of a speaking part, all right?
Okay.
Flipping extra at a wedding. I like a joke. Radio 1
Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.